Listening Library presents The Fire Chronicle, Book 2, The Books of Beginning, by John Stevens. Read by Jim Dale. The boy was small and new to the orphanage, which meant he had the worst bed in the dormitory, the most uneven, the saggiest, the strangest smelling. It was little more than a cot jammed into an alcove at the back of the room. And when the scream came, a scream unlike any the boy had ever heard, the way it seemed to reach into his chest and crush his heart, he was the last of the frightened, shrieking children out the door. At the bottom of the stairs, the mob of children encountered a dense fog and turned right, stampeding down the hall. The boy was about to follow when two figures emerged from the mist, close on the heels of the children. They were black-garbed with burning yellow eyes and held long, jagged swords and stank of rot. The boy waited till they passed, then fled in the other direction. He ran blindly with fear thick in his throat, knowing only that he had to get away to hide. Then, somehow, he was in the director's office, and there were voices in the hall. He dove beneath a desk, tucking his legs up close. The door of the office banged open. A light snapped on. A pair of green slippers backed into view, and he heard the orphanage director, a dull bully of a man, begging, "Please, please, don't hurt me." A second man spoke, his voice strangely cold and lilting.
"Now, why would I do a thing like that? It's three children I came for."
"So take them. Take three. Take ten. Just don't